17th year, I think, in your when you were a rookie. did he ever come up and rip the ball out of your hand as you were about to shoot a free throw?
Joey is one of a kind.
Thank God. Who needs two of those?
I mean, he is a ornery. He's a great guy. But I mean,
is he?
Oh, he's great.
I mean, why does he act like that then?
He's just, I mean, and we'd make fun of him. Now, you don't mess with him. Like, he'll tee you up now. But, I mean, it was fun to, he would give and take. And he would give.
Is it a little bit much, though? Do you need that as a player?
These guys are there because these are the best.
Yeah.
They grade out the best. And they are, let me tell you what, I mean, but you know, if Joey Crawford is doing a game 7 or whatever, it's not because it's his turn. It's because they grade him. They have to file reports and things after games that is you wouldn't believe it. I mean, they have to every call they have to document and fill it in and talk about it and send it to the league.
Those dudes
that
are
night,
a little different.
That night,
they're different. They're different guys. I mean, they're on the road for 9 months.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're traveled. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, you poor team." You know, they'll do 4 games a week.
Yeah, and they're flying commercial.
Well, let me tell you something. If I was making $1,200 a game, I'd be fine with doing 4 games a week.
Do they make that much?
No, I think they do.
They make more than that.
They make more than that.
Well, we're in the wrong line of work. Gosh. Forget the broadcasting.
So all
crap.
We have to do is be able to yell real loud and blow a whistle.
A little bit of competence.
I bet Joey makes $200.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. He obviously didn't spend it on hair plugs, which is fine, or HCG. It's amazing a guy can keep a nice belly like that.
That free throw thing, I think that was a mistake. I mean, I think he made a mistake. But I
will say this: he's an 80%+ free throw shooter. He missed 3 last night.
Something happened. Something was on the scoreboard to where obviously Joey was like, if he would have missed the shot, which he did, and the ball went in play. I don't know.
Well, was it a time issue? I was watching the game. I still didn't have no clue
what was going on.
Shot clock
issue or something that would have messed up everything.
Okay.
So I don't know why you can't stop it after they get the rebound.
Sure, yeah.
Something
happens, that's a good point.
Correct it, but.
Last night, Barkley called Mike Conley the most underrated player in the NBA. He also, though, pulls these boneheaded moves that you don't see out of talented players like himself. He's had a couple of really awful turnovers. One almost cost him the game last night. He gave it up. And admittedly, it's to Westbrook, who's a very active defender. But that tied the game and forced overtime. But certainly he has made strides. We had Mike Senior on the other day, and certainly it's been fun to watch his growth, and now he's starting to get some respect. And you know, one of the things we talked about the other day is, you know, and I don't know if it's more of a guard league than it ever was before, but it seems like every team has such a great point guard left in the NBA now.
No, it's a guard. It's definitely a guard league. I mean, because there's just not a lot of bigs anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we always talk about they're playing. Well, the reason why people can play small, they couldn't play small back when I played because Olajuwon, Ewing, Lonzo Mourning, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Samson with Olajuwon.
Have those guys been nuts? So, I mean, they're still tall guys, though. Has the game changed?
But they were guys that you could work the ball to and you could throw it to. And
skilled.
Punish
big guys. Yeah.
How many kids, though,
I mean,
if
you put Chris Bosh on Patrick Ewing.
Sure.
And if Bosh is the 5 and you put him on Patrick Ewing in Patrick's day when he was good.
He's going to eat him up.
He's going to get 50.
Well, if you were to look at
I mean,
in
I'm
85, there was a lot of what you would consider the traditional.
No, I'm not slamming Chris
back
Bosh,
to the
man.
Back
I
mean, to the basket post guys, right?
Right?
In 85, in 2015, next season, there's not many of them.
I mean,
it's being taught versus
it's these, becoming a pick and roll league. A lot of pick and roll guys are. You know, the stretch four is the thing now. You know, you got to have a stretch four, which, and the 3-point shot has changed the dynamic of the game, you know. I mean, and it's hard to work the ball to a post guy. I mean, you got to work it and you got to screen and do some things. Whereas you got a guy like Conley or somebody that you can set a pick and roll for real quick, and he can drive and cause the guy that's setting the pick have to hedge and help. Now you throw it back and he can shoot the 3. That's a problem. You know,
Joe, the individualism of the game has changed so many things.
Yeah, the ball handling's better, and people are able to get in the lane, and you know they call it differently. I mean, we saw the 30-on-30 on Detroit. You know, a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a hand check, you could get away. Now those guys go to the free throw line.
Yeah.
So now it's an advantage, whereas before you could get away with third degree assault,
and
they'd
kind of
go, you know, there's no foul. So now you're not. You're not, you know, your ability to beat somebody off the dribble and he hand checks you or you fouls you hard and there's no call. Now you put your hand on him, free throw line, points.
Conley might be the most improved point guard in the league or the most improved player in the league, according to Barkley. I would say most underrated, I think Gasol is probably the most improved player over the last 5 years. That guy, and you talk about a unique big, Mark Gasol is one of them.
And I mean, and he's, you know, he's kind of that guy that we're talking about that there's not a lot of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but he can stick out and shoot, but he can play back to the basket. He can pass it.
Well, he's a great passer.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he is, and Roy Hibbert last year, when he was getting 22 and 10, was a problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the reason why Miami wasn't going to beat Indiana this year or wasn't going to win, because what are we going to do with Roy? Chris Bosh can't guard Roy Hibbert. Can't, you know, so. The, you know, Dwight Howard, you know, I mean, he's averaging a double-double. And I mean, they are problems, but there's not that many of them anymore. You know, whereas, you know, back in the day, there was a more emphasis on post, getting the ball to the post.
Everybody had one, right?
That's where you wanted your double team to come from. You put Larry McKevin, you put Charles on the post, and then you draw the double team through the post up, and then you play out of the double team. Now, You want the double team or the hedge or the coming off the pick and roll and you throw it back and so it's just a different way of getting defenses to help on your better players.
Speaking of that, last night on the TNT broadcast, they were talking about how the one huge thing that separates LeBron and Durant is that LeBron has developed that low post game and Durant doesn't have it, which makes him less valuable. He's the MVP, they said, clear cut this year. He's still not the best player in the world because that's a facet of the game LeBron has that Durant doesn't, because he doesn't draw double teams on the perimeter.
My thing, Durant's unbelievable. But, I mean, just like you're talking about last night, and I don't know the comparison. I know it's better, but he shot 6 free throws last night.
Durant.
Yeah.
And he missed 3.
I know, but the misses, he only shot 6.
Yeah. He's typically one of the, if you look throughout the regular season, he gets to the line.
Well,
like
it's because Westbrook took 30 shots last night.
But
literally.
I'm just saying, can you imagine that? He took, I mean, you know, that's, yeah. I mean, your LeBrons and your guys who dominate games, they get to the line a lot more than 6 times.
Let me ask you a question. Is Westbrook a great player or is he a volume shooter?
Volume shooter.
I know,
like
you
that.
Love that phrase.
Henderson, your boy.
Yeah.
Westbrook's he's a troublesome guy, isn't he? I mean, because he's so talented.
I mean, he's good now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They miss Harden so bad.
You think so?
I do. Yeah.
He's another shooter, though, who doesn't play perimeter defense.
But, I mean, He was a third option.
Sure, yeah.
Who's their third option?
I agree with you.
Ibaka.
You look at it, though, Joe, yes, they miss him, but so doesn't anyone else who wants to have that kind of talent. They couldn't pay for him.
Well, they made a choice.
They made a choice.
They made a choice.
Yeah.
You know, they made a choice of, I mean, they paid Ibaka.
Yeah, without, think of this team without Ibaka, with Harden.
I don't see that it.
I don't know how much of it would change, right? I would rather have Ibaka. That's just me.
Ibaka?
Ibaka.
I love Ibaka.
I don't know.
But no, maybe not.
Didn't they make the finals with Harden? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And he couldn't make a shot that they would have beat the Heat.
Oh, but he would have figured it out this next time around. Chicago Bulls go down in 5. They lose on their home court, adding insult to injury, and they only score 69 points. And they lose to the Wizards, of all people, for goodness sakes. John Wall, good series, great game last night. What do you do if you're Chicago? You just go to church every Sunday and pray for Derrick Rose's return?
Well, they've got – I think they got some salary cap money.
Okay, Derrick Rose, this year he made $17 million, next year $18 million, year after that $20 million, year after that $21 million. So he's on the books until 2017.
Did he make over $1 million a game this year? I mean, honestly, did he
probably
play 17 games?
I don't know. When did he get hurt?
I don't think he did.
Okay.
He was out early.
I want that gig. To be talented.
But no, they
for 1 year.
Yeah, that's it. And I can retire. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Okay, and then last but not least, certainly the game that everybody was focused on last night. I actually went to bed and woke back up at like 11, and I watched the second half of the fourth quarter. The Clippers get it done last night against the Warriors. It was a long, emotional day for them. Let's hear from Blake Griffin, and then I want to get your thoughts on this series, Joe, the rest of the way, because we knew going in, we talked about this last week, because of the Warriors' ability to shoot the ball, and we saw it happen the other night. When they light it up, they can cause problems for anybody, including a talented team like the Clippers.
Honestly, I had faith that the commissioner and the NBA was going to take, you know, take some action. I honestly didn't think it was going to be as big as it was, but I think it definitely made sense, and I think it was the right thing. I mean, he was huge tonight. It was unreal. I mean, I've never seen him play a game like that. I mean, he from start to finish, offensively, defensively, he was great. And when he plays like that, it takes our team to another level.
DeAndre Jordan, he's talking about their 25 points, 18 rebounds. They tried to go the hack of Jordan late, but he kept knocking down free throws, so that didn't work either. Well, he's a big, strong, monstrous dude.
My last year in Portland, I watched Shaquille O'Neal in the, I don't know if it was a playoff game, a regular season game, make, I think, 19 out of 21 against us.
They talked about that last night. He was talking about how he would make them occasionally, too.
It was unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, so.
But they kept following him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And he kept knocking him down. And, you know, I mean, and then, you know, Shaq, he'd be looking over at the bench, you know, like, you know, you should know better to foul me. And you're like, we're like looking at him going, no, you're 42%, dude.
We were talking about this with Hibbert the other day, though. Does Jordan play his role better than anybody? He gets 25, and they never run any offense through him.
Who is that?
Jordan. They may throw an alley-oop to him, but he lives on offensive rebound putbacks and run on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy that plays his role, and he always has double-digit rebounds. I don't think I've ever seen the guy with under double-digit rebounds.
No, he's a great fit for them, you know, because he clogs up. He's defensively. He's a stopper, and he's athletic, so I mean he can really move, and you know he's long and he's big and he's strong. He's a nightmare to try to keep off the glass.
Who do you like?
I wonder what his contract looks like. Let me look that up. You think he's about to get paid?
Clippers come out of there, you think, Joe? Okay.
I think they're the better team. I think the Warriors really miss Bogut. I mean, I think he gives them a big body that could. I mean, he's
skilled.
Not. Yeah, and he can.
Hey, let me ask you one question about Coach. Mark Jackson brought this up. Steve Kerr going now, it seems like it's who is the other team involved with the Knicks in terms of Steve Kerr? They were talking about it was a West Coast team. But
Somebody said Golden State.
Or maybe Golden State.
I don't know why Mark Jackson's on the booth. I don't know why he would be there. I mean, something's going on.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, it's like we talked about with Lionel Hollins. Same deal. It's like, what did he do that made him not want him?
They had two. Didn't they lose two assistant coaches this year for some reason?
Yeah, he kicked them off. Scalabrine Darren Erman, I think his name is.
He's racist
Celtics
against
just
redheads.
Hired. As a matter of fact, that guy was recording private conversations with when the coaches would have their meetings and or just in the locker room talking to each other. Hmm. This guy was recording them.
Weirdo. Tonight we've got the Dallas at San Antonio game. Who do you like in that series? R.J. Hawk is swearing Dallas wins on the road. How about road teams with a winning record in the playoffs this year? It's crazy. You ain't going against Duncan?
I like San Antonio.
Brooklyn at Toronto.
Brooklyn.
Okay. On the road tonight.
Yep. Highest payroll in the NBA.
Those are two teams. Yeah, it is.
Brooklyn
is. We talked about that. Yeah, Toronto and Brooklyn are two teams that seemingly have a lot of talent, but I don't think either one of them advances to
DeAndre
the next
George
round.
Is making $10 million, next year $11 million.
It's a pittance compared to
some. You know how
much
Kobe made this year?
Yeah. He's a max guy.
30.
They're paying him for what he's done, not what he's going to do.
It drops next year, though, to a paltry $23 million.
Who do you like in the Kings and Sharks game tonight, Joe?
Kings.
Okay. Last but not least, Portland's at Houston. Another couple of teams that don't look like they can get out of the next round, but it's been a compelling matchup so far.
I think Houston gets them tonight.
Okay.
At home.
Harden has looked a little confused a couple of times this series.
Yeah, he's... I mean, they those first two games, they get.
Are you going to watch the game tonight? And can you tell me what kind of offense they run? Because I don't get it.
Houston?
Yes.
No,
I just don't understand.
Brooklyn,
no.
Houston, a lot of these teams.
I don't understand what it's called.
Spacing. And they're picking and rolling and trying to. It's almost kind of like a dribble drive kind of thing. You're trying to pick and roll and roll.
Roll and pick?
Yeah. You know, you're trying to get people in the lane, and you got shooters, Parson. And people out there, and you're trying to space it to where you get into the lane and you kick the shooters, or you roll Howard into the post and you throw back and dump it into him. So I mean, I think it's really based on spacing and just trying to get guys in pick and rolls and try and get them in the lane and free up shooters.
Two quick things. We've got to take a timeout, and I don't know if Joe can hang with us or not. We're going to talk to Joe Waljasper. And Joe, I want to make sure we plug the camp information too before you go.
Absolutely. Coach Shields and UALR, we're having our basketball camp. We got June 23rd through the 26th, June 30th through July 3rd, And then July 17th through the July 20th, that's a Thursday through Sunday camp.
Okay.
So
what ages?
You got K through, we have a mini camp, K through third grade, which goes in the morning from 9 to 11:30.
Or until Joe gets sick of them.
No, those kids are great. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. They actually show some respect to me.
Hey, you want me to do my rebounding clinic this year?
We're going to have you come over and teach rebounding.
Maddox has done this camp twice. It's a blast, even for a kid that's marginally interested in basketball.
But they go 9 to 11:30. If you register before June 1st, that's $95. If you register for the regular camp, it's $185 before June 1st.
What do the kids get?
They get a ball. They get T-shirts. They get spend hours of time with me.
Autograph picture of Shields.
We have fun. I mean, we try to make it a lot of fun. Well, there's a lot of instruction. And there's a lot of, but you can't spend too much time.
What all age groups do you do?
We go up to 12.
Oh, you do?
Grade. Yeah, K 12. 12.
Okay, well. Yeah.
So fourth graders through 12th graders are all together?
Right. But, I mean, we break them up. I mean, we try to get them.
Where's it at? I'm sorry. Is it on Fisher Court?
You don't make fourth graders play against the
12th. You get seniors ducking on fourth
graders. Where is it at? It's in Fayetteville.
Well, it seems like a lot of kids. And there's only,
do you use both courts?
It's a UALR.
It's a lot of kids, though.
Yeah, we have four courts inside.
And
it
works
out, yeah. They go sideways.
Go the sideways and sideways.
Yeah. So it works out good.
That's right. Yeah.
Speaking of UALR and Fisher Court, 245 playoff games now for Derek Fisher, a new NBA record, his 17th season in the league, 5-time world champion, NBA Player Association president. So,
and if you want to come to camp at Fisher Court, exactly. Steve Shields basketball. At gmail.com, UALRTrojans.com.
Just give me Crass's phone number.
Go to basketball phone
number. Give me Crass's number. I want to call Crass. Teddy Crass. You can reach Teddy Crass
and
sign
Crass.
Up.
Teddy Crass. He's walking around as we speak.
4 a.m. He'll take your call if you want to sign up for
with
camp.
With a headphone set thing on. He was walking around about a week ago, and I thought it was around his neck. I thought he had a doctor put something around his neck. And I said, what's that for? He said, in case somebody calls for camp. So
really?
569. 8927.
I do 569-8927. Signs.
569-8927.
Do a good job. Is that Teddy
That will
Crass
get
too?
You right to Teddy Crass.
What's Ted's number, though?
569-8927.
Is he going to answer the phone if I call?
He will answer.
I have
call
two
him
questions.
Right now, he'll answer the phone.
I may we're going to test him later in the show. I have two things for you. What's his number?
569-8927.
Does Corky's have hams?
Corky's has hams.
Okay, I want to double check.
And it's a dollar off chicken sandwiches.
They got hot dogs
today.
And hamburgers.